Okay. Thank you, Aziz. Good evening, everybody. Natalie is speaking. This is the 3rd of September of 2014. On the French channel, we have both Moïse Chambé, Fatima Sassi, Lafijani Benjema, Michel Tounan, Didier Cassolet, Dr. Alioune Badara Saore, and Aziz Bidali. On the English channel, we have Philip Johnson, Saïd Machingama, Pastor Peters, Hadja Ouattara, Alan Greenberg, and Adetokunbo Abiola. We have apologized from Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Seoun Ojeji, and Janvier Negoulet, staff Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and Natalie Peregrine. Interpreters today are Claire and Camilla. We ask you to say your name when you're going to take the floor and to speak slowly for the interpreters to do good work. Thank you very much. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Natalie. Good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure to be together with you once again. So we are going to begin our conference call of today, the 3rd of September. The agenda has been is on the wiki, so we are going to begin with the open public, the open public comments. You have the comments, the open public comments that are closed. You can see them on the wiki page, and the comment, the current comments are the introduction of two character domain names in the new GTLD namespace. And this is about consultation to give your opinion on the modifications proposed on this project for new register services to introduce two character domain names for the new GTLD namespace. Then we have in the same subject, we have another item on which they are asking comments. This is the introduction of two character domain names for example, dot, deal, etc. The second item is the project for the changing of the GAC recommendation. Actually, the GAC, when it has to take a decision, we need a simple majority of the board and for the GAC's advices. There are some changes that have been proposed that need to be... We have to give our opinion on this, on those changes. We have to respect the compatibility with the actual rules of the GAC. Then we have the mechanism of rights protection for the domain name. We need to determine the rights protection needed for the name that has been put out of the register name blocks. The third item is about comments on the working group report on the NOMCOM for ICANN, and these recommendations will give an increase of the number of people needed for the ASO and a reduction in the nomination of the amount of person, and the NOMCOM committee should go from 21 persons to 25 or 27 persons. This is for the first item about public consultation. Do you have any comments on that item, or we can move to the next item of the agenda? Okay. Do you want some more precision? Alan Greenberg is with us. He's an ALAC representative, and he can explain us some other, can give us some more clarification. If there are no questions, we can move to the next item. And as usual, we are going to move to the report, and we are asking the representatives from ALAC to speak about their recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. Please, the AFRALO members who are representing AFRALO into ALAC can take the floor. Beran, Tijani, or Acha, can you take the floor? Do you want to take the floor? Okay, Beran is not with us. Hajar or Tijani, do you want to take the floor? Hajar? Okay, Hajar, you have the floor. Beran is not with us. Aja, can you take the floor? Are you with us? Aja? Please, Natalie, can you tell us if Aja is with us? Okay, Tijani, if Aja can't speak, can you speak about the recent and upcoming activities of ALAC, please, Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, Tijani speaking. Okay, Aziz, thank you. You said that Beran was going to take the floor, but I think she is not available, so I can understand. I hope she will be with us soon, and I'm going to speak about the recent activities of ALAC. First, there is the ALS activities. I'm going to speak about the ALS that are waiting. There is one waiting for our positive advice. It's called Our Right. And there is another one waiting for the due diligence. Then the second item is about ALAC, is the charter. We are working. It's a cross-community work for the supervision of the ALAC function. So we are going to work on this charter. It has been proposed. And one of the work of this cross-community group, one of his obligation is to work on this charter. So now we are voting on this issue. There was a proposal for an amendment for a clarity issue, and there is another proposal made by ALAC also for a clarity reason, and we have proposed to the ALAC members to tell us if they want us to present the amendments for this charter. Then we are following the implementation of the second phase. We had a summit in London. We were really satisfied about the work we made during the summit. So now we need to do the follow-up of the recommendation of this summit so as to have the results of our work. So we need to see how we are going to implement this follow-up, who is responsible for that, what do we have to do, and we need to draft a report on the post-summit activities that will take all these details into account. Okay. Okay, I'm finished, said Tichani. Okay, now I'm going to give you the link, to post the link in the chat, in the Adobe chat room. The other item I think will interest the ALAC members is the meeting of ICANN in Los Angeles, the meeting number 51 in Los Angeles, and we need to work on that meeting. We have asked a meeting for the working group so they work on the plan for this next meeting, because there is a big opportunity for the ALS. They are going to be able to work on a hub, to manage a hub on their region, so people can go there and follow and participate live into the Los Angeles meeting of ICANN. So it is a good opportunity for the region, and we will have a lot of activities for the public in general. There will be a conference on different subjects, and all the ALS can work on this hub, and ICANN is going to reimburse the ICANN is going to reimburse all the money you will spend to participate to this hub. So it's a good news. We have spoke about, in ALAC we have spoken about ICANN Academy, and we want to do another capacity building for leaders as we made in London. So it will be the second session of the ICANN Academy. It's very important. It's an idea of at large, and the idea is to work on this global ICANN.
Yeah. Hello, Pastor Peter.
And then there is the IANA function. The IANA function and the governance of the ICANN. So all those activities are important for the ad hoc working group who will debate about those issues and who will work on the accountability of ICANN. This working group is also going to work in a cross-community way with a group that will be created after the adoption of the charter. And there is another item. This is the CROP 2015. The new procedure is different. It is going to to have a better visibility for events, for different kind of events. For example, if there is an interest for the community, an outreach interest for the community to participate in the region, they will be able to go in this region and to participate in this event. And we will have 2 nights and 3 days available for us to participate in those events. I think I have spoken about the main aspects. Thank you very much, Tijani, as he's speaking. Thank you for the work of the ALS as you presented it. Now we are going to speak about the new request. But now I'm going to give you the floor at the end of this meeting to give us more precision for the new ALS application. And it's a good news to know that the ALS will have a hub to connect all the participants of their countries. So if you have no questions for Tijani, I'm going to ask you and to repeat you again it's better for you to participate, but if you can't participate, please send us an email to tell me that you won't be available so we know who is going to speak instead of you if you are not going to be present in the teleconference. Didier, you have the floor. Okay, Didier is speaking. I wanted to speak about the charter. I have seen the model that you have proposed, and I think it's Didier, I'm sorry, as he's speaking, I'm sorry, but you have a lot of problems to hear what you are saying. There is a lot of background noise. It's very difficult to understand you. Please, can you stop that noise? Hello, Didier speaking. Is it better now? Okay, it's better, yes. You have the floor, Didier. Thank you. So I'd like to have some more precision, some more details on the two characters you are speaking about for the new GTLD, for the new domain names, because all those domain names they all have more than two characters, so I don't really understand why they are called two characters domain name. Okay, I'm going to answer, say Tijani. Didier, as he's speaking. Didier, this is your question. Okay. My question is that I want to understand. Okay, as he's speaking. Tijani, do you want to answer Didier's question? Yes. Okay, I'm ready to answer, says Tijani. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, Tijani speaking. Didier, you are right. We are speaking about the second level. There are second-level characters. You understand? Did you understand what I said? Okay.
Pastor Peter,
just a minute. I'm going to finish to translate what Tijani is saying. Didier, there is an echo on your line. And please mute your lines if you don't use that line. Aziz is saying that his computer is muted. So it's not his computer that is giving this echo, says Aziz. There is an echo on Aziz's line. Okay, Natalie is speaking. This is not Aziz's line. This is Didier's line. Didier, please, can you mute your line when you are finished? When you have finished to speak.
Hello?
Hello, Aziz speaking.
So she's mine.
Aziz, you can speak. Let's go, says Tijani. Okay, so it's you are finished, Tijani. So are there any other questions?
Pastor Peter, please. Pastor Peter, want to speak?
Okay, Pastor Peter, you can speak. You have the floor.
All right. Thank you very much. There was a disconnection when we were being told about the plan to have a capacity building for ALS in Los Angeles, ICAM 51. The question I want to ask is that if I can see any ALS leaders who can finance himself to Los Angeles will be reimbursed, or what? Because I didn't get the full picture or the full information. So I actually want to begin in Los Angeles, even though I applied for the fellowship, but I wasn't successful. But if there are plans for ALS to be trained in Los Angeles, and we are encouraged to come on our own, but we'll be reimbursed. I want a clear picture, and would accommodation be also provided if we come? Thank you very much.
As he's speaking, Tijani, do you wish to reply? Go ahead.
Hi, Aziz.
Thank you, Aziz. So, as regards the new leadership at ICANN, I'd say at first the intent was to train the new ICANN leaders so that they wouldn't start at zero, so that they would have some prior training, and by the time they joined, they would have some knowledge. Now, if we only train the newer members of leadership, they won't interact with the older members, and so they will not be able to interact and know what the actual volume of work awaiting them is. So at ICANN Academy, may I remind you, which is not ALAC now, but it was created by ALAC, but it's actually an ICANN Academy. It was an initiative of ALAC, who's currently only a contributor, which means to say that the Academy still needs contributions for its ongoing work and for its session of next year. At the Academy, we're going to train the new leaders so that they can learn and interact with our older members. That's the general principle. It's nothing to do with ALSs, but instead it's leaders. It's GNSO Council members, CCNSO council members, ALAC members, GAC members, etc. So it's not all members from the council who are trained, but rather it's two people per constituency. So that would mean it's two for MELAC, two for the CCNSO, etc. I hope I managed to reply to your question. As he's speaking, yes. Thank you, Dani.
No.
We were talking about the fellowship, actually. And this beneficiaries of the fellowship, fellows, are funded by ICANN. And that's not only for ALS representatives. This might include ALS representatives, but it would be one member from the ALS or someone else. I cannot remember the name now, or the names of the people who have been selected, but it's about 40 people who are going to participate in this fellowship training, which is organized by ICANN, but not by ALAC. Now, are there any other questions regarding this item, or can we move on directly to...
Yes, hold on, please, sir. Hello, sir. Hello,
please,
Pastor
Peter. Yes, Mr. Peters, hold on, because I cannot interpret. Didier is asking for the floor. Go ahead, Didier, c'est Aziz.
Heidi
is asking for the floor, says Tizani. Oh, Heidi, I'm sorry. Yes, Heidi, you have the floor, says Aziz.
Thank you, Aziz. I just wanted to comment on Pastor Peter's question, and to all ALSs who are not able to make it in person to any of the ICANN public meetings, and that is that remote participation is available for all of the meetings, for the vast majority of the meetings, and all at-large meetings. So those ALSs who are not able to be at ICANN public meetings can participate in the meetings through the remote participation aspects. And I think that's something that everyone does not take advantage of. Thank you very much.
As he's speaking, thank you, Heidi. I think Pastor Peter is asking for the floor once again, so you have the floor.
Well, I was really responding to the information that was in past that there are plans for capacity building and that ALSs from the region who can make it to Los Angeles are very much welcome and will be reimbursed. I heard clearly said ALS. I only wanted clarification whether there is a blanket invitation for ALS leaders who may want to come to Los Angeles on their own terms. That was why I asked the question based on the information that was passed in the course of this meeting. Thank you.
As he's speaking, I'm not sure whether Mr. Peters conveyed his question properly. Is it that he's asking whether all ALS managers or leaders should participate at ICANN meetings?
No. Can I repeat myself?
Then he's speaking. No, it was a comment, he says. But it's a comment about the people who want to participate from ALSs.
Can I answer that?
Yes, go ahead, please. This is the question we're asking you. Have you just said that all ALS leaders should participate at ICANN meetings?
No. Somebody was giving information before my line went off about the plan to train ALS leaders on how they can organize remote hubs in Los Angeles, and that ICANN was ready to reimburse any ALS leader who could make it to Los Angeles. I only wanted a clarification whether ICANN is saying that any ALS manager who wants to come to Los Angeles on their own can come, or who are the ALS leaders they are referring to. I know the difference between fellowship and other scholarships. I know about 50 people have been selected for the fellowship. I am not referring to that. I was responding only to the comment made by somebody, I can't remember the name, when the person was trying to explain that there are plans to train leaders and ALS from Afralo who can attend are very much welcome to participate in the training.
As he's speaking, thank you, Peters. I see Heidi's asking for the floor. Please go ahead, Heidi.
Thank you. This is Heidi. Hi, Pastor Peters. I did hear your question now, and I think there was a misunderstanding. ICANN is not paying for ALS leaders to be in the Los Angeles meeting to do the hubs. It is only reimbursing ALSs who meet the technical requirements to serve as hubs that they will reimburse up to $1,200 for their expenses in serving as a hub. So I have just put in the hub information in the chat, and that has all the technical information and all of the details that you will need to know to apply to be a hub. So I hope that's answered your question.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I'm okay.
As he's speaking, wonderful then. Are you ready to move on to item number 3, that reports recent and upcoming activities of ALAC and of AFLO? Would anyone like to present their ALS? Well, in the absence of comments, I might as well speak about my ALS. As you know, we're organizing the second to meeting in Marrakesh for February. I think it's the 52nd meeting at Marrakesh in February next year. We expect to have all AFLO members ready to work and to collaborate for this meeting, which brings us to Africa once again, will be as successful as possible. In any event, Tizani and I are very happy to see that NALS is organizing this 52nd meeting at Marrakesh. We'll have the chance of speaking further about this at our next meeting. But would anyone want to contribute through their ALSs? I see that Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani, you have the floor? But Fatimata is asking for the floor as well, so maybe she should go first if Tijani does not object to that. Fatimata speaking. I just wanted to say that in the framework of this partnership with AFLO and AFRINIC, my ALS and its members have applied for this training that AFRINIC organizes since Dakar, and ALS and several members from my ALS have applied for this training. I know we don't have much time to speak of all ALSs, but I think this would be important, and that this belongs in the framework of our partnership between AFLO and AFRINIC. Thank you. As is Irali speaking, thank you, Fatimata. Now, Tijani will have the floor. Oh, Boudouin. We'll have the floor, rather. Hello, says Aziz. Yes, good evening, everyone. Udwan speaking here. I'm online. Can you hear me? Yes, we hear you, says Aziz. Go ahead. Boudouin takes the floor. On our side, we're working on the National Internet Forum with different players from the ABC. From RDT, we're still looking at our deadline of October, from 9th to 11th October, and we expect to organize a webinar in the framework of the IGF. Those are the two activities we have upcoming. As he's speaking, thank you, Boudouin. We're going to pay attention to your activities. Now, Tijani, are you there? Tijani speaking, yes, I'm here. Thank you, Aziz. My ALS is going to take part at a forum. Our participation is done in two ways. Firstly, we organize parallel events. And then we have general reporters who will let us know about all activities. As he's speaking, thank you, Tijani. If there's no interventions, no further interventions, is there anyone wishing to take the floor? No? Then we will give the floor about this items for information. We're going to start with the coordination group for the transition of IANA functions. That's the ICG. As you know, one of our AFALO members is representing us there at the ICG. So, Mohamed, are you with us? Are you online? Or should Tijani report on this, perhaps? Natalie speaking. I'm sorry, Aziz, but Mohamed is neither on Adobe Connect nor on the phone. So Tijani will take the floor then, says Aziz. May he report on this? Actually, says Tijani, Mohamed is not there as a representative of AFALO, but as a representative of ALAC. As he takes the floor, actually, we have one AFALO officer representing ALAC at that group. You're right. Tijani speaking, exactly. Then, on the other hand, this coordination group, as you know, started off with some confusion. At first there were two people from each region, and there were three members from each region, so that would make 12 people. From the same region, because there were several from the same country. Then, as regards leadership, ALAC worked very hard to make sure that our representatives would not come from the same region, these two representatives at the ICG. And then there's chairs and co-chairs, one of which is Mohamed, And so the leadership is a bit more balanced now. And there's different people with different functions as well. There was a charter that was drafted. And in it, it is clearly said that operational parties cannot occupy any such positions. ALEC is not an operational party, as you know. But the idea is to increase participation. So, in the end, all group members understood what it was that concerned us and said they would be ready to follow in the propositions of all operational parties. That's the current state of affairs. They're going to meet at Istanbul and we hope to get news from them soon. As he's speaking, thank you, Tijani. Aziz, this is Michelle. Can I take the floor? I'm on a hard line on the telephone. I would like to take the floor as regards ALS's activities because I didn't manage to connect earlier. We're done with that, but go ahead, says Aziz. You have a minute. Thank you, Aziz, says Didier. Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to say that I have an activity that took place in July that I would like to comment on. And since I was on holidays, I could not tell you about this last month. We organized a symposium in Yaoundé from the 15th to the 18th. Regarding stability and security. So I would like to take this chance to thank all of my colleagues and mostly ICANN, who was a partner of ours at this event. Pierre Danginou was instrumental here. And I would also like to mention Sébastien Bachelet and the people responsible for the activities. You'll know them. So I just wanted to take this chance to thank ICANN for their contribution and the level of our activities. Thanks to that, we're better in better communication with the community. So that those are the activities we organized last month. Thank you all very much. As you're speaking, thank you. I would like to thank to ask you, Michel, Baudouin, Fatimata, to at least publish a short paragraph regarding these activities on the wiki, our wiki space, which was especially created for ALSs. Some people might be interested in such activities, Michelle. So please try to summarize in at least one sentence what your activity was. I know your ALS is very active, and we thank you very much for that. Are there any requests for the floor? It's Philip Johnson who would like to take the floor. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, you have the floor. You can go ahead. Philip Johnson, can you hear us? This is the interpreter speaking. Aziz just gave you the floor. Misha speaking. Aziz, why are we in silence? As he's speaking, we're waiting for Philip to take the floor. Oh, okay, I thought there was something wrong. No, but now if Philip won't take the floor, we're going to move on to the following item. That's regarding the Net Mundial initiative that was for Barak to present, but I don't know if he's here. Natalie, is Barak here? Natalie Peregrine speaking. No, he's not here. Okay, then, says Aziz, we're going to move on to the following item. That's items for discussion. Yes, go ahead. We're going to move on to the following item, then. That's the Afro-Afrinic cooperation. It's Tizani who has to present this because he's in charge of this. Tizani, could you present this in 3 minutes? And let us know where we're at with this cooperation with between Afro and African. May I remind you, there's already been an MOU between them to establish solid cooperation in the activities of both. So those are Afro's and Afrinic's activities. Afrinic also participates at joint meetings with us and at Afro activities. Go ahead, Tizani. Tizani speaking. This is some cooperation which already existed, but I proposed a number of items that they've replied to, and I thank them very much for it. And the first question, or the first comment from ALS's, was that there would be donations, systematic contributions. And so there's no objection to that. We thank them for it. But not all information can be followed by everyone. We thank everyone for these training initiatives. It was a great experience. Fatimata already mentioned the training. She mentioned as well the training that Afrinic funded at Dakar. The second idea is that specific training sessions should be designed by Afrinic for Afro leaders so that their participation in the development of policies for Afrinic be effective. And they said there would be no objection to that. Now, Afrinic or Afro should systematically participate at all Afrinic events. And fourthly, Afrinic should participate actively at Afro-African joint meetings, which are organized at every ICANN meeting, and also collaborate in the drafting of a statement. They said it is certainly true that they haven't been participated much because they had a number of other obligations, but that indeed they would dedicate themselves more to these activities. Then, on the other hand, Afrinic should participate further at all Afro activities, to which they apologized because they said they had not done enough. And they promised to try and do it. Albeit knowing that they do not have enough resources. So in general terms, out of all the comments made by AFLO, there are no discussions. They only welcomed our appreciation, but there are certain conditions and prerequisites to some of these. On the other hand, they appointed to contact people so that they can further work on these observations we made. And we're happy about the current situation because we see that ADL indeed understands what we are saying. As he's speaking, thank you, Tizani. Once again, we are going to give a good example to other VELOs through this initiative. Following item. Sorry, can I have the floor? Yes, go ahead. This is an unidentified speaker. I participated in a working group that's in charge of negotiating the formal partnership with AFNIC. If such a partnership is indeed decided upon, what would be the contents of the charter? Tijani just quoted some of the essential items. Would there be any contents that would be helpful to ALSs? Or not ALSs, actually, because ALSs understand that this is for the better interest of AFLO, but there are some countries where AFNIC organizes these training sessions, and we do not feel represented there. So what would the comments regarding this matter be? To be clear here, it's not that there's a working group. Hello? I hear a strong echo. Can you hear me? As Tijani said, it's about truly launching, because an MOU has already been signed and concluded right before our Durban meeting. It's about joint activities, and the idea was to write to AFRINIC so that we would implement a cooperation program between both institutions. And ADL had to contact these people. Now, as regards your participation and the working group that you're mentioning, the idea is that ALS leaders who would like to work with Tijani at this task are more than welcome to do so. Okay? So, in the absence of any other interventions, we are very late. And so we're going to move on to the item on the joint AFLO-AFRICAN meeting. As you know, we have always organized the meeting at each ICANN meeting with them. It should be a joint meeting between AFLO and AFRICAN so that we can join all of the African community. There have been consultations with the members of AFRINIC. We have agreed, and you have surely received a message regarding the consultation at which we decided to work on the IANA transition and to reconsider the participation of ICANN in its community at this process. Fatimata is working with this committee, this group, and she has the floor now to present to us this initiative. Go ahead.
Thank you, Aziz. Fatimata speaking. Well, I don't want to repeat what Aziz just said,
We have worked on a subject that was proposed and accepted by the community, by AFRALO and the international or the internet community from Africa, and a working group has been created, and we are ending a draft that is going to be circulated so as everybody to be able to give his opinion. The draft will be circulating next week, and you will have a copy of it, and we are asking you to contribute to this draft. Give us your inputs, and those who are not going, who are not coming to Los Angeles, please, it's very important for us to have your inputs. So Aziz just give you the subject. We have told you our point of view of the internet community from Africa, and you will have to tell us what is your opinion about that next week. Thank you, Fatimata. Aziz speaking. Do you have any questions about what Fatimata just told us? Okay, if there are no questions, we are going to move. Sorry? Okay, we are going to move to the next item. This is the revision of AFRALO's rule of procedure. Aziz Michel is asking a question about AFRALO-AFRINIC meeting. I know that you are actively preparing this meeting, but just to know the African opinion, I'd like to propose, if we have time, to organize a round table that will allow us to have some intervention and to hear the African entities. We can have a representative from the private sector, from the civil society, from the universities too. This will give us a vision of the practical aspect of the theme we have chosen, because we are a little bit too theoretical in some cases, and our region is a little bit late, so we will have the opportunity to see concrete cases, and that will improve our knowledge. Thank you, Michelle, as is speaking. Thank you, Michelle. This is a good idea. Okay. Maybe Fatimata is going to send us, when Fatimata is going to send us the draft, you will be able to do that observation and to add what you just told me. Okay, now we are going to move to the next item. This is the revision of AFRALO ROP. There is a committee with a lot of ILS representatives working in that committee. This committee has been created to work on that issue, and there is a chair, a president, a chair, and a vice chair for this committee, and a rapporteur. So I'm going to give the floor to Tijani and then to Michel or Didier to speak about this AFRALO ROP revision. Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, Tijani speaking. Okay, we have a chair, a vice chair, a rapporteur, and as during the meeting, we have understood that Peters is not able to participate to all the meetings because he's a nurse and he has different schedules, and he won't be able to participate to some meetings, so it's difficult to have him to work as a rapporteur. So Fatimata proposed the functions to be changed. Peter accepted, but Michel did not accept. So this change of functions won't be made, and each one will stay in his position, and if we have a problem with Pastor Peter's assistance, we will take another rapporteur, a person speaking English and French, so we will be able to do a good work, an efficient work in both languages. K keeping Philip as a rapporteur and keeping Michelle as vice chair. The next meeting is going to take place next week. We don't know when. Please, Michelle, wait a minute. And the next meeting will take place next week. And I'm finished. Now I'm going to give the floor to Aziz. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Tichani. Michelle or Peter, do you want to take the floor? Do you have something to add?
Pastor Peter, I want to speak.
Personally, Michelle speaking. Personally.
Pastor Peter.
Pastor Peter, there was a confusion between Philip and Michelle names.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Michelle, you are finished? Yes, I'm finished.
Yep.
Aziz. Okay, thank you, Michelle. Okay, Pastor Peter, you have the floor.
Anyway, I don't think it is about whatever position one occupies. One, let me make it very clear. I did not say I will not be present at meetings. I only said, just like some other people said on that day, that if we fix Friday at a particular time, not everybody could be free. Even Fatimata even said she may not be free some Fridays. So I only echoed by saying I am a nurse and I work shifts. So if we fix a particular time, that may be difficult, but that does not mean I cannot attend meetings. But that being said, on the issue of offices, whether vice chair or the pen writer, I was first proposed as a vice, I mean, as a pen writer, and then it was changed to Michelle, and then I was asked to take in the position for the vice chair, and I was asked if that was okay by me, and I said yes. So how the confusion came about, because Michelle wasn't at that meeting on that day, in fact, he was voted in absentia. So I was at the meeting, and I was asked, and I said it was okay by me. So as to how would this bring confusion, I don't understand. But whatever it is, any role is okay by me. It's not a matter of position, like I said. It's a matter of what we're able to contribute to take our further forward. So that is just what I have to say.
Thank you very much, Peter. We have understood. Okay. Anybody is asking for the floor? No? Okay. Let's move to the last item about the new ALS application. There are four new ALS applications. Our Rights from Nigeria, yes. Digital Sense from Africa Media from Nigeria, ISO Gambia, and ILS application from ISOC South Africa Gauteng chapter. It is an ISOC chapter. Another one from South Africa. And Gauteng is a province from South Africa. Okay. So I'm going to give the floor to Philip, and he's going to tell us where we are speaking about those four applications. No? Philip, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Azim. As we have done in the past, we, in accordance with the rules and procedure of AFRALO, we know very well that we have to give regional advice. Our regional advice is merely we, all that are not some of these organizations, like, for example, Our Rights, have met the leaders in at several of ICANN meetings. I'm sure some of the other areas have also met some of the leaders We just make a simple comment and send it on our meeting list. And after we have reread the due diligence and the application, we make a simple a paragraph advice to ALAC, who then vote to accredit these new ALS. So we have already sent information. I have gathered several information from our RISE, ISOC Gambia. Several people have given comments that we should accept them as member of our ALS if they are voted by ALAC. So we ask you now to, if you accept these various new ALS, we can be able to come up and send original advice by the native. I want to say that we are far behind. Staff wants to get the original advice from us concerning these new areas. So you can make a comment and send it in there. And thank you very much, Aziz. This is how far we are with these new areas.
Okay, thank you very much, Philippe. Okay, I wanted to add something, Aziz is speaking. We have to give today our, because those ALS, the ALS have already given their opinion on our rights. And we have received about Isaac Gambia, I think I'm, yes. It is true, Aziz said, Nathalie. Okay, we have received some opinions on ISOC Gambia. So today we have received the due diligence for those two ALSs, for our rights and for ISOC Gambia. So I have read those due diligences, and I think it's okay. Tijani too thinks it's okay. So if you want, we can take a decision for those two ALS. We can give a positive opinion to ALAC for those two ALS to accept them, to accept their application. What do you think about that? Who wants to take the floor? Fatimata first, Tijani second. Fatimata, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. Fatimata speaking. I was asking for the floor because I thought that maybe you had forgotten the issue I wanted to add, that is to say the Outreach Task Force for more representatives of Africa within ICANN leadership teams. About your proposals, I have only 3 minutes to participate to this meeting because I need to leave. So I'd like to take the floor. Thank you very much. Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, Tijani speaking. Okay, I will advise AFRALO to investigate a little more to be sure, because we don't know clearly. I've not investigated myself, but I can say that both persons who make those comments were very serious persons. And I think now we need to spend some more time to investigate this ALS to be sure. He's speaking about our rights. For Isaac Gambia, there are no problem. I can support Isaac Gambia, but for our rights, I prefer us to do some more investigation, to investigate a little more our rights, this ALS.
Pastor Peters, I want to speak. Pastor Peters, please. Pastor Peters?
Pastor Peter, you have the floor.
Well, members of AFRALO, this is in my, so far so good, I've been in ICANN. This is the first time I'm hearing comments that sometimes gives me serious worries as to what wealth engage in Afralo. I want to say with every fiber of truth from the period I've been with ICANN, our right is just one NGO who has demonstrated commitment to ICANN with their own expense, time, and energy. Our rights have participated at ICANN meetings at their own expense, not once, not twice. And the records are there. So what are we investigating? There have been ALSs that have applied to the members of AFRALO that I know of who never participated in any ICANN activities. And yet, they were just given free passages. So I'm surprised as to what is being investigated about our rights. Everybody who were even in London saw the representative of our rights and they saw their participation and involvement in all the activities. Even in London, they paid their hotel bills, paid their flight tickets to be part of ICANN, and they are formally, we encourage them now to put up formal application to become a fellow. And what we are doing now is to frustrate their efforts by investigating. I don't know what they are doing. What are we investigating? What is it that yes, that is investigated? What are they engaged in anything illegal that is investigated? As a public, now did they meet the qualifications set down by ICANN or not? Yeah, I can't understand. We, those across the borders, have endorsed our rights. I am from Nigeria, and I think I'm one of the first few ALSs from Nigeria, and I can speak for them, and I've endorsed them. Other ALSs who have endorsed other ALSs before now from their countries, nobody raised any eyebrow. So I don't see why our rights will have to be put under such satellite. What is the crime they committed? What have they done that they're supposed to do? The Secretariat has resolved, they have made comments, so we should investigate. What are we investigating? I'm done.
Okay, as he's speaking, thank you very much, Peters. Do you want to take the floor, Philippe? Do you want to answer to Peters, to Pastor Peters? Aziz? Fatimata, you have the floor. Aziz, I'm very sorry, but I need to leave. I can't participate furthermore to this meeting. I had to leave to a quarter. I told you I wasn't able to speak. Okay, so bye-bye. It's a pity because the item I wanted to speak about was very important, so it's really a pity. Baudouin, wait a minute, please. Fatimata is finishing. Okay, I'm going to speak just for 1 minute about this outreach task force for more representatives of Africa within ICANN leadership teams. We have seen that there were so little leadership from Africa in ICANN leadership teams, and we wanted to remediate to that, and I suggested to create a working group for that issue, and I'm going to work with them so as to do some outreach to correct this problem. So I'm going to ask, who wants to work with us in this working group? I don't want this working group to be as usual with the same person. So please, can you present yourself? I have only one person who applied. So if there are some more persons who want to work with us, it should be very good. As is speaking, Fatimata, can you give us your opinion on our rights, please? Fatimata, there was some reserve on them. This is the reason why I was agreeing with what was said. Some respectable people have emitted some reserves. So I want to wait a little bit and investigate. But Pastor Peter, don't worry. Investigate. It's not something very complicated. We want some clarification. We have made that with other ALS. It's not only with that ALS. And now I need to go. I need to leave you. Bye-bye, everybody. Aziz, I'm asking for the floor. Baudouin speaking. I'm asking for the floor. Okay, Baudouin, you have the floor. Okay, can I speak? Baudouin speaking. Yes? Okay, Baudouin speaking. Aziz, I wanted to speak about the procedures that we have, that we need to respect to accept the ALS application. We had a case of this kind, and our duty is okay, we had a problem with Baudouin's connection. We can't hear Baudouin anymore. Okay. Michel speaking. Michel is asking for the floor. Aziz speaking. Michel, I'm going to give you the floor, but Baudouin was speaking. I want to know if we can put him back on the phone. Okay, now we are getting late. We are 20 minutes late, so I want to make a proposal. It was made on the chat, and you can see it. Sylvia is proposing to make a wiki page in which we can give our opinion on the ALS application, not only for our rights, but also for the other ALSs. Do you agree for this proposal? Because you know that AFRALO, when there were requests, applications for new ALS, we wanted to agree unanimously. So I prefer to take a decision unanimously with all the AFRALO members, so as to have the RELO from Africa, a very efficient RELO for Africa. This is the idea. So, Baudouin, I don't know if you can speak now. Tijan is also asking for the floor. Didier is asking for the floor. And Michel is asking too for the floor. Baudouin.
I'm Pastor Peters too.
Baudouin, can you speak now? Pastor Peter, I'm going to tell Aziz that you want to speak. Okay. Didier, you have... Okay, Michel. Michel is asking for the floor. Michel, you have the floor. Michel, you have the floor. Okay, thank you, Aziz. Michel speaking. I think that all the questions that we have for this item number 6 will depend on our evaluation assessment tools. I think that I'd like to propose you that when we have a working group trying to think about the future of our functioneer, I propose that we won't be able to suspend the new application, and for the application we have now, well, I think that the wiki page is a good idea, but it's not a solution for that problem, because it's an assessment question. It's not only a democracy question. So I want to remind everybody that the assessment of an ALS is not only about participation of the ICANN meetings. The first issue is the local credibility and the activities they have. And some, to know if the activities they are organizing are corresponding with the ICANN activities. So I wanted to say that it is very important, because if there are some doubts for an ALS, we need to evaluate this ALS application. As he's speaking, thank you, Michelle. I agree with you. And as you are a member and the vice chair of the group of the new rules, please, can you take that into account? And can you revise the criteria that are used since the creation of AFRALO, the criteria that are used for the ALS application? Now I have Fatima Tabotu and Tichani, Didier, and Pastor Peter asking for the floor. Can we have some more minutes, some 10 more minutes, or do we need to close this teleconference? Nathalie, please. Aziz, okay. I'm waiting for the answer from the interpreter. Oui, Nathalie, c'est bon. It's okay. Okay, I'm waiting for the answer, and I'm giving the floor to Tichani. Aziz, it's okay. 10 minutes more from the interpreters. Okay. Okay, Aziz speaking. We have 10 minutes. Please respect your time. Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, thank you. I want to say that we are not rejecting this ALS. We are just asking for more precision. We need to investigate. We do it normally. We always do it. We ask the ALS some more questions, and we always work like that. Baudouin told us about the ALS, which have been rejected, and it's normal, it's our procedure, it's our way to work. And this works for everybody. Those are the rules that we apply for everybody. I didn't read the due diligence, and I haven't read the application, but I have received some reserves from very trustful people. So we need to investigate a little more. Now, speaking about the criteria for the accreditation, all the ALS need to be accredited on some criteria. Those criteria exist. Peter was really angry, but I sent him the link on which you can read all the conditions for the ALS to apply. It does exist. So everybody is conscious that those rules are a little bit old, but we have the rules. We need to apply them. We can't change them now. Okay, so I know that there are some reserves, but I don't know why. So I won't express myself in my own name. But I know that if there are some reserves, we need to investigate a little more. Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. As is speaking, there are some questions on Adobe Connect, the criteria that are applied, that are used in AFRALO, are the criteria that are on the link that we have posted in Adobe. You can apply with an online form. Then Didier is asking. Yeah, no.
Can we make contributions, please, so that we don't waste time?
Pastor Peter, just wait a minute because I can't translate. AFRALO, as this is speaking, AFRALO is recommending to ALAC to accept or no this ALS. The final acceptation is made by ALAC, and the criteria are really precise, and they are on the ALAC link. And the AFRALO leadership will receive a due diligence, which is not posted to all the ALS. It's a confidential information. It is not posted to everybody, and the leadership will read that, and we ask the AFRALO leadership to read that, and if there are some reserves, normally it's not the first time we have this kind of problem. We ask for more information on this ALS. We have asked for more information, and sometimes the ALS is right and everything is okay, and sometimes we realize that the association that we're applying are not so trustful as it looks on the form, on the online form. So, okay, Didier, do you want to have the floor? Just have 1 minute, please.
Hello, Didier, can you hear me? This is Aziz speaking. Okay, Didier is still not with us. So that brings us to the end.
Pastor Peters, please.
Yes, Mr. Peters, please hold. I have already relayed your request to staff. Now, are there any objections to Eyes of Gambia? Okay, then, Mr. Peters, you now have the floor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. We are all conversant with the rules of procedure for ALS applications. Now, I don't want to even waste our time on this issue. The Secretariat has presented a report to AFRALO at this meeting. And if I get the Secretariat right through Philip, they said they are recommending the ISO Gambia and our rights from Nigeria to ALAC while they await information on the other two ALS applications. So if they don't do diligence as charged by the ICANN rules of procedure, and they are in the best position to have done that to make recommendations based on whatever comments, I had expected that if there are comments to be made, that comment should have been made when the ICANN staff published the applications and requested for comments. So now it is comments have been made and the Secretariat has recommended. So I'm surprised that other comments are just coming out now that there are reservations. If there are reservations, it should make known that who is making the reservation, against whom. But if the Secretariat have done their due diligence and they are presented to the House to be, that we have done diligence to these applications, we are recommending. If anybody has an objection, let's say so. The idea of saying there are reservations, let's investigate, that is neither here nor there. As a question I go forward, does anyone have any objection to the application of ISOC Gambia or ISOC or our right? Then any of us here at this meeting should say yes or no. If you have an objection, state your objection as to why. Not a comment or reservation made by people or on free hands or nobody's aware. So to me, that is not the proper procedures for doing things. So if there are objections, we want to know the objections. If the Secretariat has done their due diligence, then let them refer the case to ALAC and let ALAC vote on these applications. So I mean, let's not begin to frustrate our efforts as members of the same community.
Thank you. This is Aziz speaking. Thank you, Mr. Peters. You're right. As regards our respect of the rules of procedure,
We have to act in accordance with it. But now, as per due diligence, we ask for additional information. We do not have replies to those questions yet. These are questions that are sent to the applicant so that he might complete his application by the next AFALO meeting. So it's merely a report on the decision that was taken at the level of the decision on the application for the name. That's merely what where we're at now. It's just reporting our decision. Now, the debate on the matter is closed. I would just like to ask AFALO if we can provide our opinions for Isa Cambia and whether we all agree on this application for our rights. Are there any objections to Isa Cambia? I guess no one will object to that. So, Philip is going to send the staff, to send ICANN staff, our endorsement of this application, an unidentified person. Please allow others to participate at this meeting. As he's speaking, I offered people to take the floor. This unidentified speaker speaks again. I was muted, so I could not speak as he's speaking. Listen, Didier, I do not know the status of each of our members' microphones if they wish to participate. If you wish to intervene in any event, it's not me who has muted you. They're all speaking at the same time. Sometimes, says Aziz, some microphones are muted on account of background noises. I gave you the floor a while ago and you were not there. But since you're here now, how about taking the floor at this point? Didier Castor is speaking. We had 10 minutes left, all of which were used by the moderator himself. If this is a meeting, I think everyone should have a chance to take the floor and participate. It's not for the moderator to use the floor as he wishes or as best suits him.
Oh my God.
As I just said, it was muted. Now, the reservations that had been expressed were based on grounds of credibility. And the same procedures should be applied to everyone, I believe. So, the questions that we were asked should be the same for all. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you, Didier. This is Ezzy speaking. I just want to clarify that all our teleconferences are recorded, so you may go back to our meeting and verify that, in fact, I did give you the floor. Now, Tijani and Peter are also asking for the floor. Please, you only have 1 minute, Peter.
What my comment is, I want the chair to put forward the question to every member here tonight. One, is there any objection to the application of our rights? Let the objection be recorded. Then we can go to the next page after looking into it before the next meeting. Is there any objection to ISO Gambia? If there is or not, it's recorded. So I wouldn't want a situation whereby we put the staff question for one ALS and then the other, because two of them were recommended by the secretariat for our approval this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peters, says Aziz. Now, Tizani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. I would like to repeat. I agree with Didier. We all have an equal footing. The opinion of each of our fellow members have the same value. There are no people whose words may have more value than other people's. I agree with him. It's not a matter of special people here. Secondly, people say, where are objections? Why are there no explanations or no grounds for objections? Please go read Baran's email, Mohammed's email. You'll see that their reservations have been grounded. You may say this is not true, this is false. You can reject their considerations. If it's not clear, the ALS itself can provide further clarification. But no one rejected the ALS here. The problem is, since there are people who have grounded reservations, we need to ask the right questions so that these doubts can be clarified and so that the ALS can finally be decided upon. Thank you. As he's speaking, thank you, Sonny. You're right, Baran sent an email grounding her considerations for these ALS's application. On what she sent, there were some interesting information, and we asked that the ALS redo its application, that it be resubmitted. In any event, we're going to take up on the matter of these ALS's applications next month. And we're going to ask for information, as Tijani said. Would you like to decide on Isaac Gambier's application now or not? If you agree, you can say you're in agreement with this. If you're not, please do manifest your opposition. I see people voting for Isaac Gambier. They say they agree. Michel says yes. Baudouin says yes. Tijani? So, Pastor Peters, Philip, you all agree? So, Isaac Gambier, can you say it's endorsed? If we all agree, then we'll say we endorse this application and that we will find out further information about our rights app. In the last 3 minutes, Sylvia will take the floor to let us know in detail about the ALS's applications that we had for today. Sylvia, you have the floor. Sylvia, you have the floor.
Hello, yes, this is Sylvia Vivanco. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Sylvia. Go ahead.
Yes, okay, thank you very much. Just to finish, regarding this debate regarding applications, the ALS's applications, we will open a wiki page so that everybody can post their comments, and if there is a need to ask more questions to the applicant through staff, we will be happy to do so. And that's all. I think we also talked about the hub, so that was already discussed. So that's all I have to say. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Sylvia. This is Asi speaking. Seeing that there are no other businesses to add, we have some hands raised. Didier is asking for the floor. Go ahead, Didier. Oh, no. He just took it down. He was not asking for the floor. In that case, then, thank you all. Thank you, staff, Sylvia, Natalie. Heidi. Thank you for everything. And we'll meet again next month, inshallah. Goodbye, everyone.